We've just heard the World Food Program's Anthony Banbury talking about the reduction in food aid reaching North Korea. We called him back to learn more. Mr. Banbury, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be on.
So, what is the current overall food situation in North Korea?
Well, unfortunately, it's bad and getting worse right now. North Korea simply can't grow enough food to feed its citizens. So as a result, they need to rely on external sources of food, either international food aid or bilateral gifts or commercial imports. And all three of those external sources of food aid are being reduced. The amount of international aid going through the UN World Food Program is down by about 85%. South Korea, which had been a very major provider of bilateral food aid, has stopped that assistance. And Chinese food going into the country is down to a third of what it was last year. So without these sources of external food going in, the situation inside the country is just going to be much worse.
Could you explain to us how much food North Korea can produce on its own and why it cannot produce enough to feed its people?
North Korea needs about 5 million tons of grains to feed itself each year. And it can only produce about 85% of that. And that's due to the type of topography in the country. It's mountainous, but also because they don't have enough fuel, they don't have good storage capacity, and without modern farming techniques, they're simply not going to be able to produce the food they need.
So is the situation substantially worse this year than it has been?
Well, this year it's worse in two respects. First, there were floods in June and July this year, and the estimation is that approximately 100,000 tons or so of crops were destroyed. Meanwhile, as I mentioned a moment ago, the amount of food coming in from external sources to fill the gap is way down, and so the demand will be about the same, but the supply of food is going to be much less, so the situation of the people in the country, particularly the most poor-off ones, their situation is going to be much worse than it was last year.
You mentioned China, South Korea, and the United States, which have been the biggest donors to World Food for North Korea. Is anybody left? Who's donating now?
Well, that's part of the big story for WFP. Since we started our new program in June of this year under very new conditions, only Australia and Ireland have donated to the program, and they've donated relatively modest amounts. We're only 10% funded out of a total need of $100 million. Neither the U.S. nor South Korea has given anything to the operation this year for their own reasons, but that leaves us in a difficult position.
You have been to North Korea several times. I understand you've been in almost all parts of the country. Could you give us a sense of what life is like for the average person in North Korea?
Well, life is very bleak for the average person in North Korea. There's almost no color in a North Korean city. Everything is gray and brown and dismal. In the countryside, it's aesthetically much nicer, but it's a hard existence for the North Korean peasants to eke out a living with no real modern implements to carry out their farming. They're farming the way people in the United States did probably 100 years ago. And that leads to very long hours working, and they have very little in the way of entertainment or distractions to take their mind away from the day-to-day drudgery.
Anthony Banbury is the World Food Program's Regional Director for Asia. We reached him at his office in Bangkok. Mr. Banbury, thank you very much.
Thank you, Linda. Have a nice day.